Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Our old friend Brent Suter is on the hill for the Reds as we go to the fourth. Oliver Dunn leads off, swings and grounds the first pitch back through the middle and into right center field, a base hit. Oliver Dunn, lefty versus lefty. It's a 3-0 Brewers lead and a rude greeting for Brent Suter. Oliver Dunn is 1-for-2. Brewers get their fourth base hit. They scored their three runs against Nick Lodolo, who's done after three innings. Three hits, three runs against Lodolo. Then now Eric Haas. Suter stretches and pumps in an E-high strike. Josh Maurer, Jeff Levering with you. First night game of the spring for the Brewers. It'll lead into their first off day tomorrow. Throw to first by Suter. Ooh, he almost had Dunn leaning, but the throw was not on target. It glanced off the glove of the first baseman, Encarnacion Strand, who had to then go retrieve it over behind the coach's box. Dunn just stays in place at first base. We know Suter's got a great move. Now the 0-1 pitch to Haas, a swing and a miss. The changeup, and it's 0-2. Second year for Suter with his hometown team. 0-2 pitch off the plate away. He's the Western Ohio native. You know, very excited for 2024, now 25, to be pitching for these Reds. One of the most popular Brewers, though, for several years when he was part of that bullpen. Timeout called before the 1-2 to Eric Haas. Flew to left back in the second. Now the pitch. Lifted deep to left. This will be over the head of Austin Hayes. He's looking, and it hits midway up the fence. Oh, Hayes plays the carom well. Haas trying to go to second. Throw has him beaten by plenty. Haas trying to run back to first, but he'll be tagged out by the second baseman. Over to third goes Dunn. He'll be there with one out. That is a ringing single off the left field wall for Eric Haas, but you can't play the carom any better than Austin Hayes just did for the Reds.
And that throw all the way on the fly.
Yeah.
Belt high to McClain.
Score it 7-4. You're right. That was a bullet. Infield comes in with one out. Raynel Delgado chops a foul into his own dugout first base side on a hop. Eric Haas is a guy we know now for a couple of years. He can hit that ball with some thump. Almost hit that out of here. Pitch to Delgado down low, and it's 1-1. Raynel against Lodolo popped out. Now facing another lefty in Brent Suter. Brewers trying to extend a 3-0 lead. And the 1-1. Chopped foul first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season. When they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. We'll sign up for that. Runner at third, 1-2 pitch, Delgado trying to check on a low one. They appeal. He did check. Count evens, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Raynel Delgado hit a home run here yesterday that I don't know if it still has yet to land. Part of that 12-12 tie in this ballpark. 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses. No, he got a piece. Just got a piece. And then the ball was held onto, I guess, by the catcher. So it's a strikeout. That's a big second out for Suter. Delgado has really impressed for much of the early going this spring, coming over from the Cleveland organization. Infield can go back to regular depth now with two out here in the fourth for Brewer Hicklin. Done at third, and the pitch is a knee-high strike. 83 from Suter. The 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Change speeds on him to get ahead, nothing in two, and Suter's got a chance to get out of this unscathed. One of the quickest workers in baseball always. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled back. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
3-0 Milwaukee. We're in the fourth. The 0-2 again is a breaking ball taken low by Brewer Hicklin. Kent Sommerfeld, our producer. Jeff Levering to my left. I'm Josh Maurer. Last meeting of the spring between the Brewers and the Reds. 1-2 pitch. Hicklin hits it in the air, shallow on the infield. This will be a play for the shortstop. Ellie De La Cruz drifting near the bag, looks up into the dark sky, and he squeezes the third out. So a couple of hits against Brent Suter, but no runs. We go to the bottom of the fourth in a 3-0 Milwaukee lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
How can you not be romantic about this? Back, track,
done! This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Elvin Rodriguez gets a second inning of work for the Brewers on the mound. Milwaukee 3, Cincinnati 0 in the bottom of the fourth, and Gavin Lux will lead off. Right-hander throws, and he misses in tight. Ball one. Gavin walked against two different pitchers the first time he was up. Leading off the second inning, that's when Ashby left in the middle of the at-bat. Big swing and a miss here. 1-1. Ashby left with a 3-1 count on Gavin, and then Casey Hunt is the one who delivered ball four. The 1-1 pitch to him. Lux takes outside. First time that we're seeing Gavin in his major league career not wearing a Dodgers uniform. Got traded over to Cincinnati in the offseason. Rodriguez 2-1 to him. Swung on and chopped softly, fouled back, and it's 2-2. It's like the only guy the Dodgers didn't keep, feels like, from their world championship team. Time called before the 2-2 pitch. Indian Trail High School in Kenosha. one of the great players in decades to come out of Wisconsin, Gavin Lux. 2-2 to him. Broken bat flare, shallow into center. Late break for Brewer Hicklin. He's coming on in hard, though. Closes and makes the catch, does Hicklin. Nice play. And Lux lost a bat, makes an out. One down for Rodriguez. This drive around the league is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. File this, Jeff, under the category of things you love to see. The Cubs lost again today. They've lost two in a row.
Oh, my gosh. What'd they start, 7-0, 8-0?
They were 8-0, but they lost to the Diamondbacks 10-2 this afternoon here in the desert. First pitch to Christian Encarnacion. Strand is up and in. They call that a losing streak.
And they're going to be breaking camp early, less than 10 days away.
Wild. Fly ball is hit deep in the right center field. That's going to split the gap between Hicklin and Oliva. Bounces to the fence for Christian Encarnacion Strand. He'll roll in a second. Hard contact there, and that's a double with one out. And the first extra base hit of the night for Cincinnati. Belongs to the man they just call probably more because it's easier. They call him CES. As we chronicled earlier, he has the most letters in his last name of any player in Major League history. So, yeah, just call him by his initials. He's on second with one out for Jake Fraley. Pickoff play in behind CES, but not in time to get him at second. Yeah, the Cubs before yesterday were 8-0-3. They had three ties, but nobody'd beaten them until these Reds did. Pitch to Fraley now from Rodriguez, bounces in, ball one. 3-0 Brewers, bottom four.
Any other wacky scores that we've seen around Major League Baseball, either Grapefruit League or Cactus League?
Nothing that tops our 12-12 yesterday here. 1-0 pitch to Fraley, swinging a little cue shot off the end of the bat. Rolls foul, though, before it gets to third base. The count evens 1-1. The largest run total today was Toronto in Florida. They put up 13 on the Tigers.
Okay. In Lakeland?
Indeed.
All right.
Blue Jays beat Detroit 13-3 if you're scoring at home. Or if you care.
I was tuned into your broadcast for a little while yesterday, checking out some of what was going on, and it looked like the wind really picked up in the sixth or seventh inning.
Yes, sir. It was not a day, and especially those last few innings of time, you want to pitch. 1-1, swing and a miss by Fraley, 1-2. Tonight, thankfully, after the sun went down here in the same ballpark, the wind has died down. It's very pleasant conditions, I think, right now for the players, albeit a bit on the chilly side. Fraley walked his first time, runner at second and one out here. The 1-2 comes in low, 2-2.
Ideal sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
Were you guys close to Haboob territory yesterday?
I thought it for a moment in the seventh. I thought there was some Haboobing. But I don't think so, meteorologically.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new term to me. 2-2 pitch, Fraley pops foul into the seats. You and Lane were teaching me, it was like you were the science guys on Saturday.
About
a Haboob.
Haboobs, yeah, big wind storm that kicks up in the desert.
And it did so violently at American Family Fields of Phoenix Saturday. There were dust clouds all over the ballpark. 2-2 pitch up and in. 3-2. Fraley spins back out of the way. Yeah, I didn't see any dust here. Did you see any dust yesterday here in Goodyear? Probably no Haboob. One out in the inning. Elvin Rodriguez to Jake Fraley. Big lefty hitter. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Did he swing? No, sir. They appeal to third, and that's a walk. Jake Fraley gets his second one of those tonight. They'll put two on with one out. Bring up Jose Trevino. Elvin Rodriguez has given up three hits. He's in his second inning of work. He had not walked anybody until that. Trevino popped out his first time. Probably remember him with the Yankees the last few years. As Jose takes low, ball one. So, yeah, yesterday it just got wacky. In fact, at the end of the game, Cleveland scored four runs in the ninth for a tie. There was no blood drawn. 12-12, the final. Infield at double play depth. The 1-0 is outside from Rodriguez. Yanked his fastball there. It's 2-0.
Anything you can do to not get an L, even if it's a tie. Keep staying in that running for the Iron Uke. Did you hear? That's what they're playing for. The spring training trophy. If you win the Cactus League, it's the Iron Uke.
I love it. 2-0 pitches. Yanked foul into the screen by the catcher Trevino, 2-1. Is that true?
Yes.
I missed this.
It's an unofficial award, but it's an iron ukulele that they're going to give away to the winner of the Cactus League. But in honor of our good friend Bob Uecker, it's the Iron Uke.
I like everything about this. 2-1 to Trevino, lifted foul on the right side. That'll drift out of play. It's 2-2, so it's a UKE, not a UECK.
Correct. Well, we could make it whatever we would like, but I like the UECK version.
I do, too.
But it is an iron ukulele.
You like ukulele lady? Yeah. Ukulele lady like you. 2-2 pitch right down the middle. He got him looking. Trevino caught with a bat on his shoulder, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Rodriguez. That was middle-middle. Couldn't pull the trigger, two out. That pitch just saved everybody from me singing more Arlo Guthrie. Ortho ASAP strikeout, so two gone, and now Stuart Fairchild. Runners on at first and second. Fairchild, he's locked up by a good slider for a strike.
I was going to bust in some Don Ho, some tiny bubbles, but glad I don't have to do that.
You know, if the mood strikes you, why not? 0-1. Strike called again. Inside corner at the knees. Nothing in two. Rodriguez, you can see why the Brewers liked what they saw from his work in Japan. He's got a wide array of pitches. They look pretty impressive to me.
Fastball's got some good life on it.
0-2. Fairchild just used his timeout. He's the one who fouled out to Tyler Black a couple of innings ago when Black tumbled over the railing. 0-2 pitch. Line drive left field. That's a base hit. On it quickly is Margot. They're waving around Encarnacion Strand, and the throw is late. It's an RBI single for Stuart Fairchild to get the Reds on the board. 3-1 ball game in the home fourth. And that's one that Elvin would like back. It was an 0-2 fastball. And he left it there for the taking. That'll be it for Mr. Rodriguez. Here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout. He's made the call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular, call to the pen. Proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. We'll introduce you to the new hurler after this. 3-1 Brewers. Bottom four continues on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at Team McSee Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Spring training is finally here, even if it may not feel like it.
The good news is you can listen to the play-by-play while you warm up with a George Webb Premium Third Pound Burger. Choose from the Ultimate Super George, the Mushroom Swiss, the Wisconsin Egg Burger, and more. All served up hot and fresh on a butter bun with a big stack of skin-on potato wedges.
At least opening day is right around the corner. For now, a George Webb Premium Burger will help get you through the long, cold spring. George Webb, their kitchen's always cooking. For locations, visit georgewebb.com.
Ryan Middendorf takes over. It is 3-1 Milwaukee. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Fairchild's RBI single knocks out Elvin Rodriguez. And so you've got a runner at second, Fraley, at first, Fairchild. And the right-hander Middendorf in to face T.J. Friedl. He's been on base twice already, a hit by pitch and a single. Middendorf kicks and throws, and he misses inside, ball one. That was creative. Friedl. I love to watch you play. Was the cheer. Left-handed batter waits for the 1-0, and he takes low. It's 2-0. Got a lot of musical themes here in this inning.
This half has been great.
I was going to say define great.
We've been defying gravity more than anything.
2-0 pitch. Friedl takes a strike from Middendorf, 2-1.
It was Oscars night last night.
Did you see that performance by Cynthia Erivo?
I did not see it, but I can only imagine she blew the roof off the place.
She did. She opened the show, defying gravity. There you go.
What a great show.
Second and first. Two out, 2-1 low. 3-1 on T.J. Friedl. Hey, Jeff, Wisconsin First Fridays are back for 2025.
Yes!
Great deal. Every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the First Friday home game of each month of the regular season. It's courtesy of Pick and Save. Pitch, ground ball, hits the leg of Middendorf. He kicks it, picks it up, throws to first, low. Black can't scoop it. It goes off Black's glove. Runner breaks for the plate. Black picks it up, throws home, throws it wide. Scoring is Fraley over to third and holding is Fairchild. And the batter, Friedl, ends up at second base. It's 3-2. Wow, Middendorf had that ball hit him in the lower extremities, and then he ended up picking it up and may have gotten Friedl out at first base had Tyler Black been able to scoop his throw. But it popped out of Black's glove and rolled about 20 feet away from him towards second base. That's why the run scored. If that didn't get away from Black, I think you just would have had bases loaded. So there's got to be an error in there. It's probably a hit, I would guess, for Friedl. And then an error on somebody, presumably Middendorf, to score the run. And then Black's throw got away from the catcher, Haas. He almost had a second run score. They're going to come check on Middendorf. He is very quickly convinced Chris Hook and his athletic trainer that he's all right. Anyway, at the end of the day, you end up getting one run in. And now Fairchild at third, Friedl at second. In a one-run ball game for Matt McLean. We'll let you know who they give that error to if it gets posted. Here's McLean, who has grounded into a double play, then struck out. He'll take a strike.
I mean, I guess it's just one error, not a double error. Probably the throw from Tyler Black is what the error is going to be. Tough to give Middendorf an error on the low throw.
Hey, BA's here.
Huh. Look at that.
It's all happening. 0-1 pitch to McLean, misses up and away. It's 1-1 on Matt McLean. This is a cavalcade of stars into the booth tonight.
We had Marty Brenneman in the booth earlier today, too. And now, B.A., is it a full moon out? What's going on?
Everybody wants to be in Goodyear. Runners lead from second and third in the 1-1 off the plate away. Checked his swing, did Matt McLean, 2-1. So a 3-2 Brewers lead. Couple of two-out runs charged to Elvin Rodriguez here in the fourth. And now Middendorf trying to protect the lead. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got fastball. Two and two the count. BA's here. He's on assignment. the NBA this week out in the desert. The 2-2 pitch. McLean swings, taps it back behind the plate, foul, and the count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. So they did rule Friedel's ball an infield hit. It was an error on the pitcher, Middendorf. That's what allowed the run to score. And then they did give a second error on Black to allow the batter Friedel to advance to second. So 2 errors on the play on the Brewers. Jeff was incorrect. Tough guess. 2-2 again. Chopped softly, foul wide of third. Yep, double error. B.A. had 2 errors. All hits, he says. Spring training. Matt McLean missed the whole season a year ago for the Reds, and that was a big loss and a big theme for their team. Injuries all season. 2-2 pitch. Takes outside on a curve. Middendorf trying to get him to chase, but the count fills up 3-2. Runner at third is Fraley. I beg your pardon, Fairchild. Runner at second is Friedel. 2 out, 3-2 Brewers. Middendorf sets above the chest, and the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a cut fastball, biting away from McLean. He struck him out, and the Brewers do keep the lead through 4. Ortho ASAP on the K for Ryan Middendorf. 2 runs, though. And we saunter along to the 5th. 3-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's pizzas are 4 for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Brewers 3-2. We have reached the 5th inning tonight in Goodyear, and Jeff Levering takes back over on the microphone.
Thanks so much, Josh. Brent Suter back out for another inning. Jared Oliva leads it off. Took ball 1. Suter right back at you. Down low and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. I actually think Brent Suter is working slower tonight than normal. He actually took a breath on the mound. It's amazing. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Oliva took a changeup low. 3 balls and no strikes on the Brewers' number 9 hitter, Jared Oliva. Caleb Durbin's on deck, and then Vinny Capra. 3-0 pitch. It is a strike right down the middle, 3-1. Brewers up 3-2, hit back-to-back homers in the first inning. Durbin and Capra, and got another run in the third. 3-1, fouled away just to our right. Count fills up, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reds got 2 in the bottom half of the fourth. RBI ground out. And then that wacky play to score a run as well. Oliva swings and misses, and Suter comes all the way back to strike out Oliva. One away in the top of the 5th. Carbliss is a proud part of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. 0 carbs, 0 sugar, 0 gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, less is more.
Caleb Durbin having a nice night at the plate. 2 for 2. First one from Suter, a high fly. Right field. Fairchild is there and puts away Durbin. He's retired for the first time. Vinny Capra now. Capra has not been retired. A homer, a walk, and a stolen base. How about a quick vibe check, too? Cooler full of Izzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Izzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. And that is a strike to Vinny Capra. It's 0-1. Everything else in Major League Baseball finished up with the exception of this one. There's a strike, and they are two outs away from finishing up the game in Tampa between the Yankees and the Pirates. Capra uses a timeout, nothing in two. Suter working quickly as usual. The pitch is a ball off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Now, Well Margot would be next. 1-2. He's low and in the dirt. Back to the curve. 2-2. All the starters still in there for Cincinnati. That may change after some of these guys get their third ABs next half inning. 2-2 pitch. To the shortstop, De La Cruz charges, gets the big hop, slings to first in time to get Capra, and the inning ends. Brewers go in order in the top of the fifth. Halfway home in Goodyear. 3-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Al Feckler, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
When I drive around our city, I can't help but ask, what's up with all the lawyer billboards? It's over the top. We're not billboard lawyers at Cannon and Dunphy. We're a team of professionals that have a reputation for getting results.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Already the fifth man used by Pat Murphy tonight. First one to De La Cruz, misses down on in, ball one. Tyler Alexander last worked on the 26th against the Diamondbacks, went just one inning, gave up 5 runs on 4 hits. That was in a start. 1-0, De La Cruz takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Brewer signed him as a major league free agent. He was in Tampa's system, previously with Detroit. Works from the third base side of the rubber. The left-hander throws on 2-0. Swing and a foul back into the netting. 2 balls and a strike on Ellie De La Cruz. 1-for-1. He has walked, and he's also singled. Hitting from the right side of the plate for the second time tonight. 2-1 pitch. Hit fouled in the right field line. Stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'll suit up this season at MLBShop.com. Check out the largest selection of authentic jerseys, caps, hoodies, t-shirts, and so much more. Visit MLBShop.com the official source for all your Brewers gear. 2-2 on De La Cruz. Alexander throws home. And it's fouled away off the netting above the Brewers dugout. Ends up on the warning track, and Brewers first base coach Julio Borbón over to pick it up. 2-2 on De La Cruz. Austin Hayes to follow, then Gavin Lux. 3-4-5 in the Reds order. 3-2 Brewers lead. The pitch to De La Cruz just missed off the inside corner. No challenge from Eric Haas or Tyler Alexander. Didn't miss by much. Alexander, deep breath, and his payoff is on the way. That's low for ball four, so we lost him. So De La Cruz is on to lead off in the fifth. Second walk that he has drawn. Here's Hayes. Aaron Ashby went just an inning plus today, left in the bottom of the second, midway through his at-bat with Gavin Lux, who was leading off the inning. Have not been informed by the team on the injury. There's a strike on Hayes, or why he left. As soon as we get that information, we'll get it to you. 0-1 on Austin Hayes. Comebacker and a bouncer to short. 0-2 for Hayes. Alexander's pitch popped up, foul territory and in the seats. Second to last row behind the Brewers dugout. Yesterday, the Brewers were here playing against the Cleveland Guardians. They've played Cleveland twice in this ballpark. Cleveland's home dugout is on the first base side. Cincinnati's home dugout is on the third base side. So the Brewers are in Cleveland's dugout tonight. 0-2 on Hayes. And the pitch is high. One ball and two strikes. That's right where Haas wanted it. Fastball about 90 miles an hour. That's where Alexander's going to live velocity-wise. 89, 91. Deception, movement, placement. 1-2. Change up low. De La Cruz was off, and he'll get to second base. I'm not sure if he was running on the pitch or if he read Haas's knees going to the ground to block the baseball. If that was a read from De La Cruz, it was an incredible read on the changeup in the dirt. And De La Cruz will get into second base. Didn't appear as if he was taking off until he read the ball in the dirt. Such a skill. And with his speed, I mean, he was a top speed in a half a step. 2-2 again from Anderson. Liner to center field. That will fall for a base hit. De La Cruz will be held as the throw goes all the way through. And to second base goes Hayes. A late hold by the third base coach. De La Cruz didn't want to stop. He got about halfway down the line, but put on the brakes smartly. So Hayes goes to second on the overthrow from Hicklin in center. And now Gavin Lux hits with the tying run standing at third and the go-ahead run at second base for Cincinnati. Brewers leading at 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. That's what speed does. De La Cruz and his legs pitch to Lux, swinging fouled at home plate. Always keeps you on your toes and puts pressure on the defense. Saw that time and time again by the Brewers last season, all the pressure that they would put on opposing defenses because of the way that they ran. It made other teams nervous, more prone to mistakes. The 0-1. Lux hit it foul off his front foot, rolls all the way out to second base. And it's an 0-2 count on Gavin Lux. Well, nothing beats springtime in Wisconsin, folks, and it's coming. You know it is. Make sure you enjoy it with a grill full of Usinger sausage. It's Milwaukee's family-owned and operated sausage house since 1880. Made exclusively in Milwaukee for 145 years. It's America's finest. That's Usinger's. 2-1, nobody out. Alexander ahead of Lux 0-2. The pitch is outside with a breaking ball. 1-2. Texas kid Tyler Alexander sports the mustache, almost like a sheriff would. 1-2. Lux waits. Alexander throws, and a called third strike on the outside corner. One away on an ortho ASAP strikeout from Tyler Alexander. Christian Encarnacion Strand. That was a big first out for Tyler Alexander. The stretch of the belt. Pitch to Encarnacion Strand is fouled off the netting behind the plate. Count is 0-1 as Alexander jumps out in front. Brewers will be off tomorrow. First scheduled off day for everybody. And then back at home against the Chicago White Sox. It's a doubleheader, in essence, with the White Sox. The pitch is inside. One ball and one strike on Encarnacion Strand. The Brewers and White Sox are playing a split squad against one another. Freddy Peralta starts the home game against former Brewer Bryce Wilson on Wednesday. 1-1 pitch is low with a changeup. Two balls and a strike. Tobias Myers will go to Camelback Ranch in Glendale to face Martin Perez of the White Sox. Two and one on Encarnacion Strand. Infield is back. The pitch fouled away again. Got in on his hands. Two balls and two strikes. It's a 2-10 first pitch on Wednesday. We will have the home game for you. It'll be a webcast. That is a me and Vinny Rotino and Sophia Minert show on the webcast. 2-2. Called strike three on the inside corner. Alexander with back-to-back K's. Two gone for Jake Fraley. De La Cruz anchored at third. Hayes is at second. Alexander trying to work himself out of a jam. De La Cruz is halfway down the third baseline, and the pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. He just kept on prancing down that third baseline. Alexander didn't bluff. He didn't flinch. He didn't do anything. De La Cruz just dancing down there at third. He's halfway again. And the pitch. Fraley swings and misses at a curveball, and it's 0-2. I'm not just saying he's halfway, just to say he is more than halfway towards home plate. Alexander, the left-hander, his back is to De La Cruz, so he can't see. 0-2 pitch. Just missed. Haas, challenge? No challenge. It was low with a sweeper. One ball and two strikes. I don't know, maybe he should have challenged it. According to our stat cast that we have, it caught the bottom of the zone. 1-2 to Fraley. Got him looking. Alexander strands the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position by striking out the side to end the fifth. He gets Lux. He gets Encarnacion Strand and then Fraley. The Brewers keep their 3-2 lead as we go to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
New pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Santillan has come into the ballgame for Terry Francona's bunch. Tony Santillan, a lot of time in the big leagues last year. We've got a brand new infield that has come in for Cincinnati. We'll get those changes for you as Manuel Margot is at the plate. Santillan into his windup, and the pitch to Margot is a strike, and it's 0-1. The new shortstop is Leonardo Balcazar. 0-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Davis Wenzel is over at third base. Is that Tyler Callahan at second base? All right. Tyler Callahan, T-bone. The 0-2 is down and away. One ball and two strikes. I remember that from the last time we played him. And then Austin Callahan. So it's all Callahan right side of the infield, but spelled differently. Austin Callahan and Tyler Callahan's the right side. 1-2 to Margone, and misses down and in. Two balls and two strikes. So that's what we got. Two scoreless innings from Brent Suter, by the way. Fourth and fifth. It's a 3-2 Brewers lead in the sixth. Santillan's 2-2. Check swing, doesn't matter. Strike three called. Bottom of the zone, and Manuel Margot is calling for a challenge. First challenge of the game for either team. I think Margot's going to be out. Yeah, he's out.
Call's confirmed. Batter's out.
See how quick it is, folks? Automatic ball strike system. I think it's going to be here to stay for a while. If they can, again, we've discussed it, get the science down right, make sure the strike zone is accurate for everybody. Quick and non-invasive to the game.
No question.
One gone for Tyler Black, who takes down and in. Ball one. He's grounded out twice. It was not a very confident challenge by Manuel Margot. It's kind of a, I'm just going to challenge this. 1-0 to Tyler Black. Swing and a miss. Now, this is a guy, Tyler Black, who was excellent at identifying pitches and has one of the most keen eyes in the minor leagues and at the big league level, and it may have even affected some of his play a year ago at the big league level, because you could challenge down in the minor leagues, and now we have a pitch comm issue between the catcher and the pitcher, and time is going to be called. But Tyler Black got so good at challenging balls and strikes at the minor league level, I think a lot of the coaches within the Brewers organization thought once he got to the big leagues and he had such a good idea of the strike zone, but you didn't have that as a backup to challenge close pitches, it may have messed with him. And so for Tyler Black, I think his whole deal is, I'm going to be more aggressive and I'm going to do what I can do and identify strikes the best I can. But being aggressive is key. It's a one ball, one strike count. The pitch from Santillan is down and in. Ball two. Santillan is the third pitcher used by Terry Francona. Lodolo for three, Suter for two. Now Santillan, 2-1. Black took outside. Three balls and a strike. Oliver Dunn is on deck. Santillan's windup and 3-1. Black took outside, ball four, and he's aboard. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin walk, ortho, ASAP walk right in. There's the difference. Brand new outfield for Cincinnati. Hurtubise is in left, Dunn is in center, and Hines is in right. So everybody's different, with the exception of the catcher Trevino, who's still in there. Dunn waits with the runner at first. The pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 on Dunn. He's singled and bounced to short. Haas is on deck for the Brewers, still leading it 3-2 in the sixth. Big lead for Black. Santillan, a long hold, and throws. Lashed into left center field, it's down. Black is on his way to third. Throw goes to second. Dunn trying to get there, and he will. Oliver Dunn with an extra base hit into left center field. Another $75 for the Mac Fund. Thanks to our friends at West Bend, the silver lining. First extra base hit for the Brewers since the first inning when they hit back-to-back homers to start the game. So second and third, one out for Haas. Haas with a base hit off the wall and left. Was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. First one to Haas, infield up. Haas, a chopper to short. It's bobbled by the shortstop. A run scores, everybody's safe. Do or die play for the new shortstop, Balcazar. And he came up empty. 4-2 Milwaukee. And pick up a run batted in for Haas. See if they rule that an error or not. They will. Still picks up an RBI because he broke on the play. Or at least he should. Reynel Delgado's coming up. E6. Delgado's playing short for the Brewers, waiting. And a check swing strike. It's 0-1. Brewer Hicklin in the on deck area, but he's not really in the on deck area. He's more an extension of the left handed batter's box. He is so close to being right behind home plate. The 0-1. Line shot to center field and a base hit. Holding at third base will be Dunn. He needed to make sure that ball was going to get down in front of the other Dunn. No relation. It did. But the bases are now loaded for Hicklin against Santillan. Infield is back. They'll turn two on a ground ball up the middle. Pitch to Hicklin is low. And it's one ball and no strikes. I'm looking out at the shortstop, Balcazar, and I keep thinking I see something on top of his hat, and it's his sunglasses. He's going for a Corey Hart wearing sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
1-0. Fouled straight back into the net.
Fashion faux pas.
And they are on top of his head. It's not like they're resting on the bill of his cap. They're on top of his head. Going straight down. Almost on the beanie of his cap. 1-1 on Hicklin. The pitch is outside. 2-1. I kept seeing this flickering from the field, a reflection of light. And it was because it was the sunglasses from Balcazar.
Just can't figure out a reason he'd need those in practicality.
Not right now. It's dark. 2-1 pitch to Hicklin.
Down and away, another breaking ball. 3-1. Good hitter's count for Brewer Hicklin. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss, and Hicklin. That's the kind of swing you take on 3-1, almost out of his shoes. But that's the kind of aggressive swing that you want to see in a spring training game with the bases loaded and a 3-1 count. Go ahead and lose it. It's great.
Absolutely. Hey, you don't want to get cheated 3-1.
Never. That's the count you want to go do damage. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He took some out of the cut, but Santillan struck him out. Bases remain loaded for Jared Oliva. A run in on the error on the Haas ground ball to short. Thankfully, they gave Haas an RBI, as they should have.
You had that all the way.
Pitch to Oliva, 0 for 2. High, ball one. Long inning for Santillan out there on the mound. The bullpen starts to heat up for the Reds. Left-hander begins to toss. Is down and away. Two balls, no strikes. That could be Brandon Komar. Nope, he's right-handed. Evan Kravitz or Joe LaSorsa. Those are our options, according to the roster.
Would you like to wager?
No. The 2-0 popped up. Shallow right. It'll be the second baseman, Callahan, who calls off Callahan. And T-Bone makes the play. Brewers leave the bases loaded in the top of the sixth. They do get a run, though. It's 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth in Goodyear on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From the WTMJ Breaking News Center, I'm Jessica Gatso. 17-year-old Nikita Kasup faces vehicle and property theft charges after his parents were found dead in a Waukesha home. Three people are hurt after a shooting overnight near the Cream City Social at Holton and Center. Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen has resigned after an ethics investigation. Tonight, showers likely, a low of 38. Tuesday, more rain and some heavy showers, a high of 45. I'm Jessica Gatso, WTMJ News.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Is in right. That's your new outfield for Milwaukee. 0-1 is a strike. It's 0-2. Folks, you can get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Time used by Trevino. Hines is on deck. And then Dunn, the center fielder.
0-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle and a base hit. An 0-2 base hit allowed by Tyler Alexander leads off the inning. Reese Hines is coming up. We'll have a pinch runner for Trevino. Carlos Jorge. Is the pinch runner for Trevino. So Reese Hines is at the plate. Great power from Reese Hines. Alexander's pitch is a strike over the outside corner, 0-1. We owe you a station break. We'll get it to you in a matter of moments. 9 o'clock Central Time. Alexander throws to first. Back with a dive is Jorge. 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Here's the 0-1. They got him picked off. Black throws to second base. They've got Jorge. Yes.